broadband. Switch to EE today and get up to £300 towards your leaving fee.
£300?
Really?
Yes, really. You'll get our fastest full fiber ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online.
That's right. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE.
Get up to £300 towards any early termination charges from your current provider credited to your EE account. New customers, 50% UK availability terms apply.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the King has met with survivors in Poland to mark Holocaust Memorial Day. It's 80 years since the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz was liberated. Tova Friedman was 5 years old when she arrived there and miraculously survived along with her mother. She spoke about her family's experience going into the camp.
We were loaded into cattle cars. The men and women were separated. This was the very first time I ever saw my father cry.
Seven people have been convicted of being part of a child abuse ring in a drug den in Glasgow. They've been sentenced to between 8 and 20 years in prison. A human case of bird flu has been detected in the West Midlands. Health officials say it was after a person was in contact with a number of contaminated birds, but we're told the risk to the public remains low. And friends and family have gathered for the funeral of Drag Race UK star The Vivian. A service for James Lee Williams was held at a church in North Wales earlier, 3 weeks after the performer was found dead at their home in Cheshire.
Sport.
The group that represents refs has condemned abuse aimed at Michael Oliver after Saturday's Arsenal match. He gave Miles Lewis-Skelly a straight red at Wolves. Birmingham City's CEO says he hopes a trial of letting fans drink alcohol in the stands at women's football matches will boost the game. It's banned in the top five men's leagues. Here's Jeremy Dale.
If they spend a bit more money, it just puts more money back into the women's game and we all benefit. And we will only know how big a first step it will be once we get through the trials, see the results.
And Burnley can climb into the Championship's top two tonight, but they need to end the unbeaten run of leaders Leeds. The two promotion contenders meet at Turf Moor.
Weather.
With eBay. Enter your edge to find the right part at the right price.
Cloudy with showers for most overnight, lows dropping down to 1 degree. Even more rain expected tomorrow with highs of 10. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much, Sunti. It is... Well, it's just a bit more friendly, isn't it? Sunti. I was trying not to giggle all the way through. I said, I'm going to call her Sunti. How funny.
And no one's ever called me that before.
I know, just chuckling to myself. Thanks, Sunti.
Thanks.
Oh, Sunti.
Sunti, darling.
Oh, Sunti. No, I was just imagining comforting you while you were a bit ill. Not ill, with your bad back.
Yeah.
Oh, Sunti. And how did you get this injury? Oh, Sunti. How did you get this injury?
Stop.
I was resting on my bed. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, January the 27th, 2025. Sunti just gave us the news. Gavo's here. You right, Gavbo?
Yeah, great.
And little Simon's there. Vinny's here. Ladies and gentlemen, most importantly, though, you're here rolling with us for another week. Can I just say right at the top here, this is a tiny bit of housekeeping. I will tell you straight after this what's happening in this middle hour. First, though, we have got a brand new podcast. It's out now. On Global Player, the official app for Radio X. Do go get it where you see the Radio X signage. Go get it, go get it, go get it. Helps us enormously. Right, here's what's happening in your first hour, middle hour, sorry, of the show. Well, first up, what does that say about train fares?
Mm?
I've got a story that tells you a lot about train fares.
Nice.
Okay.
What does that say about working in a supermarket? I've got a story about working in a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, what does that tell you about Little Size Friends? Yeah. One of Little Size Friends, godfather to one of his kids. I don't know which one. turned up. There's two of them, I know that. Didn't turn up. His godfather didn't turn up for the baptism at the weekend. I got to look after my neighbour's cat. Anyway, we're looking at your worst excuses. Keep those coming in. A mate of mine, says Patrick from Newark, Sean, he couldn't come to a 21st of another good friend of ours because he had to creosote a shed.
That's
what?
Unbelievable.
What a night.
21st?
Also, creosote's illegal.
Has he borrowed that excuse from 1973 as well?
Yeah. I can't come out. I've got to creosote a shed.
I've got to put away the carbolic soap first.
Yeah, after that. I ain't got a collar scrubbed up. Right, here we go. This is Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's By the Way. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. You got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for.
Streets like a jungle.
That's the Blurs, Girls and Boys, 5:12, right here on Radio X. You're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing. Guys.
Yeah.
Train fares.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, there's no rhyme, reason, rules.
Shockingly high. Always. So a shock. Expensive. Yeah.
As soon as you get involved, it's just holiday money.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Proper money.
It's holiday money. You start to think, wow, I've just been on the BA site or whatever. Mm. I've looked, you can get a weekend in Rome for that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And this is just there and back on a train to like Leicester.
Yeah. It'd be cheaper to drive an 80s Bentley bi-turbo 5-litre car than getting on a train.
Yes.
It'd be cheaper.
Yes, that's how you should see trains.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like standing up in a 1970s
8-litre V12.
7.6 Cadillac Saddam Deville.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway, get this.
Go on.
A couple, they were going to Mac. They live in Cornwall.
Mm.
But that's not... And do you know something? Right here and now, yeah? That's... I've got non-Cornish fragility.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Which means I... What's a good way to put it? I find it hard... When people explain to me why we should like the Cornish.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And sure. It's a real common complaint, mm-hmm. But I'm apologising to the Cornish for that. That's just non-Cornish fragility. It's hard for people who are not born in Cornwall to understand why we should like you. Or what's good about you, yeah? Oh. But do you understand that? It's really important.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm getting it, and I'm trying, yeah? Mm. And I'm educating myself, so I tolerate them.
Sure, sure.
Anyway... A Cornish couple. See, I said that with a smile.
Yeah. You did, yeah.
Just a nice Cornish couple.
Sure, go on.
They bought a car, right? I know. Again, I wouldn't allow that. But they've got to get out somehow.
Sure.
I'd keep them in.
Sure.
Life should mean life. Oh, no, that's...
What?
Sorry, that's...
I sentence you to life.
No, that's murderous. I'm really sorry.
Getting
I just
really
get...
confused.
I'm now. Getting my Cornish couples muddled with my murderers.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Right. So, this Cornish couple, they bought a car in Manchester. This is after her car got totaled by a drunk driver, weirdly.
Right.
Yeah. She's okay.
Sure.
Good.
Anyway, so this couple, Christina Coulson and her husband Dan, they live in Cornwall.
Right.
They wanted to collect a new car near Crewe. Right?
Okay.
They've worked out that to get up to Crewe on the train, that's 400 quid for both of them there and back.
What?
400 quid from Newport. Yeah. Sorry, from, yes. Well, from Llansallos, near where they live.
Right.
Right up to Crewe.
Wow.
It's a bit of a drive. Well, it's a bit of a way, I would say, but still, like you say, you could go.
400 quid.
Well, fly somewhere lovely.
I tell you
weekend.
What, they worked out, yeah? That if they went with Ryanair, they flew from Newquay to Malaga, and then Malaga to Manchester.
What?
And then just got got a taxi from Manchester to Crewe. Mm. That would only cost them, get this, a grand total of 153 quid.
No.
Yeah. That's what they worked out.
That is outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
That is awful, isn't it?
Yeah, they saved 250 quid by going to Manchester via Spain.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's awful because the carbon footprint is terrible. And what we should be doing is encouraging people to use trains because they're better for the
environment. Yeah, except there's a great Burger King at Malaga.
Oh, is there?
There really
is. Is there?
Yeah, they've got so many servers.
They had 8 hours in the sun at Malaga. They had a really nice day.
Lovely.
They went out, they walked 11 miles.
Lovely. Wow.
They walked 11 miles. Yeah,
lovely.
And Malaga's such a nice old town. You've got the they've got a lovely museum in the Plaza del Toros, in the Malagueza, one of the most famous bullfight arenas in all of Spain.
Yeah.
They've also got the Picasso Museum there. They've got a really good seafront, four of the best chiringuitas that I think are in all of Spain, because Malaga's heart, soul, and of that end of Andalusia. But also, Malaga's just got this amazing old town. Like I say, the Picasso Museum is phenomenal there. Wow. So you can have a really good 8 hours
Great
there.
Day.
Certainly better
Great
than
day.
Standing on a train all day.
Sure.
So they spent 54 quid each on flights, 45 quid for a hotel, and the total... So that total cost...
Yeah.
154 quid.
Wow. It's insane.
Yes. Yes, it's insane.
It's insane. So, and they had Wi-Fi, they wouldn't have got on the
there
train.
That's there and back to Spain.
It's crazy.
With hotel.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's 153 quid. With a hotel.
Yeah.
And that's just cheaper than there and back on a train.
Wow.
Oh, man. They've got to get Richard Branson to sort this out. It's just another thing he'll definitely sort out. He's like the Trump of industry. This is Sam Fender, but he sorts things out.
The watch on the way back home, envious of the glimmer of hope. Gives me a break and feel home. Gives me a moment out of the evil. Used to feel so invincible. I used to feel it was a world worth dreaming of. Back in the gasworks, screaming the song. Just the beauty of youth would quell my aching heart.
We're text watching. Watching some very good excuses, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't we, Sunti?
We are. Oh, don't. Don't make that a thing now.
What about Suntles?
No.
No?
Oh, Suntles. He's very good, Gavin, actually. I said no until I tried it.
It rolls off the tongue.
It's really good. Is she got a bad back?
Suntles Templeton.
No, I think it's
Templeton.
Good.
Templeton.
No, Suntles. Suntles. Sunti.
No.
Suntles. Suntles. Ladies and gentlemen, little Si's best friend blew him out to be a godfather to one of his children at the weekend. You know why? Mm. Had to babysit a cat.
No, it was a dog.
It doesn't matter.
He chose an animal over being godfather.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Regarding worst excuses, I work with a couple of electricians. One of them had to leave early on a Friday because his wife had left the guinea pigs in the same cage. And then they started to fight. Oh. And apparently, when guinea pigs fight, they fight to the death.
Oh, my goodness!
So he had to go home, and the other lad had to go with him because he was in the same van. Worst excuse ever. Is it the worst excuse ever? Find out, because we've got more next.
Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
At EDF,
we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
It's the Virgin Media winter sale, and our prices have dropped, just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network. Suddenly, all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check. 89% network uptime July to December. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Radio X.
Truck Festival. The UK's most warped village fete. Kasabian, Cortinas, Blossoms and many more. 24th to 27th of July, 2025, Steventon, Oxfordshire.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
Truck Festival.
Live. Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Happy Monday, Johnny Vaughan and the 4 till 7 Fan Gang. It's Chris Moyles here, your friendly neighbourhood morning disc jockey. And we're back tomorrow morning with the Chris Moyles Show when you wake up.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I'm still
it, see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, I like to wait and see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, what happens when you lose everything? You just start again, you start all over again. What happens when you lose everything? You just start again, you start all over again. To wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, what happens when you lose everything? You just start again, you start all over again. What happens when you lose everything? Apply some pressure, you lose some pressure. Apply some pressure, you lose some pressure. Apply some pressure, you lose some pressure. Apply what happens when you lose some pressure. Apply some pressure, you lose some everything. When you just start again, you know that I would love to see you next year. I hope that I am still alive next year. You know that I would love to see you in that dress.
Oh, man, that's Maximo Park. Apply some pressure. Who's it saying to me, you haven't got one of those quarter zip jumpers, have you?
I don't know.
No, who's it was saying that with, like, disgust?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, for a while I had them, and then I decided, you know, for golf.
Yeah.
But then I sort of saw the wrong kind of person is wearing them sort of underneath suits.
Sure.
And I never really like people who even wear like a V-neck under a suit.
Right.
Unless you're of a certain age and it's a drafty funeral or something in a church.
Sure, yeah.
In which case, I get it.
Uh-huh. What about a hoodie under a suit? Do you like that business?
No, that's fine, as long as it's smart. But
a formal hoodie.
Yeah, as long as it's a smart hoodie. Actually, one of the things I still can't understand is sleeveless hoodies. You're either cold or you're hot.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, what's the deal? No, I like a warm head but cold arms.
Mm. Yeah, that is odd.
Right. What are you, a spider?
I think I've seen a sort of suit jacket with a built-in hoodie.
Yeah.
Hood.
Yeah.
Now, you're making things up.
I'm sure they've made
that. Sometimes I think you start to fantasize. Suits with a sleeveless, a short sleeve suit.
A summer suit. That's great in the summertime, mate.
Oh, mate, it's really good. If you're wearing, you can wear it with some stabbies.
If you're doing like outdoor business and it's very hot,
I know it's good. You can wear it with a thong. The navy. This is. I hate it in the Telegraph when they really applaud someone,
right,
for something that's like not that great,
right.
But I sort of get this because Suntoral, she might dig this.
Okay,
I'm going to read on.
Okay.
So the navy blue quarter zip sweater, it's synonymous with the city.
Right.
As Canary Wharf skyscrapers. But as the so-called finance bro uniform, usually paired with a gilet and Rolex, it's excluded half the workforce, right?
Right.
Okay.
Women, I mean. Right. Talking about women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sisters.
Okay.
Do you know what is really, really depressing? I think I'm more concerned about women's rights and getting the same chances than you are.
Why that women can't wear them anyway?
Oh, Suntles. Okay, Suntles. that was the thinking of... This was the thinking of former banking analyst Daniela Rue, or Ryu, who has launched a new version of the sweater designed for women.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And?
Because she said occasionally, you know, like she'll put one on because it's a bit cold, and like it'll you know, like a man will say, "Here, wear mine. It's too the cut's too manly."
Right.
Okay.
She wanted a feminized quarter zip.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah. What she says is that she's heard girls complaining it's so easy for guys with their trousers and jumpers.
Hang on, let me just check.
Yeah. I want
trouser
to,
and no, jumper combination being worn right now.
I hate people who invent a gap in the yeah, market.
That's not an issue that's you know, needed. No,
I know.
With,
I know. Yeah. That's what marketing is.
Right.
Essentially,
yeah.
Is marketing is telling people about a gap in the market that this product fills. So remember that. Remember what she's doing here. Mm. There isn't that gap, but she's sort of making it there.
Mm. Yeah, she's forcing
and
it.
And that's marketing.
Yes, of course.
She's invented a gap in the market where there isn't one.
Is she saying for any women or is it just for business women?
For business women. It's so easy for guys with their trousers and jumpers.
Mm.
Then you see the girl with her coat on. For girls, you have a dress or crazy thin layers. It's crazy.
What?
That's a quote from her. This isn't me talking.
No, I understand.
This is Miss Real. In April last year, Ms. Real left her banking job to run a fashion brand. Her online store now offer blouses, jackets, and trousers.
Oh, so she's got rid of the job she didn't like, and now
She's seen this whole thing about the quarter zip.
She
thought, I'm getting out of banking. I'm going into quarter zip. I'm getting into men's clothes.
Sure.
For women. Sure. So she's now offers jackets, trousers, jumpers, alongside her quarter zip, which sells for £160. I bet as well, the reason this business has started is because so many blokes, because she looks great in one.
Sure.
So many blokes going, that's such a good idea.
Mm. Yeah, of course they've said that.
Yeah, no, you're really right. Yeah. And everyone, because no one there says, no, it's a rubbish idea. You easily get them. Everyone in that whole thing goes, that's great.
Yeah.
How's no one thought of this?
No, yeah, that's a really good idea. Trousers for women.
Also, there's a great big article in The Telegraph.
Yeah. Right. What a great idea, though.
What a great idea.
Trousers for women and jackets.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, but also she's doing jumpers.
Jumpers?
But
for women.
Not trousers as well.
Not just for, because jumpers aren't just for goalposts. They're for women.
I'm amazed.
I think it's brilliant.
Yep.
Now women can enjoy quarter zips. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to
jackets? Trousers and blouses that are made of shirt.
Right. I'm throwing out my entire wardrobe.
A lot of people would call them.
Yep.
Shirts.
Yeah.
Or it's really sit, isn't it?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Maybe I've been here too long. The songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same. But then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty. The streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know we won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. Well, the boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. That every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret anything I've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Placebo, guys. Hey, gents, ladies, boys and girls. It's Monday, Jan 27. Got to say happy birthday to my mum for yesterday.
I
wish I gathered it was Australia Day as well.
Cool.
That's nothing. The two aren't related.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's just a coincidence. Discover the world's biggest island.
Sure.
Hey, although is Greenland now that?
No.
4 till 7 thing, Radio X, Monday, Jan 27th. Hi there, welcome to a brand new week with us. That's a Monday we're never going to have to do again. Here's some of the pathetic excuses we've been sent in. They are beautiful. This is because Little Si's best friend didn't turn up to be a godfather at one of his kids' christenings, at baptisms at the weekend. He had to look after a dog.
Mm.
So glad to tell you this, gang. Actually, you do that first one, Cincy, because I think you'll really like this. Go on.
Okay. So glad to tell you.
Go on, Cincy.
Gang, I worked with a guy who, being rather stupid, had overheard two people talking about how bad their jet lag was in a pub.
Okay.
The pub was in the Fens. Enough said. Anyway, come Monday, said fella phoned in sick with jet lag. Upon his return...
Now, get that, though, okay? Yeah. So he's overheard a conversation about jet lag.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're in the pub. So then he calls in sick with jet lag.
Pub's in the Fens.
In the Fens.
Yeah.
Not near
No,
that many
that's
airports.
It, just the fence.
Yeah.
Upon his return to work, he was asked, "Where have you been?" Perplexed, he answered, "At home, with acute jet lag." He was surprised at the sack the manager gave him.
Yeah, he just thought it was just...
You just catch it.
Yeah, you just, you can just catch jet lag.
Jet lag.
Yeah. He just overheard two people talking about how bad their jet lag was.
Yeah. I thought it was...
He just called and says, "I can't, I'm suffering from jet lag.
I've got jet lag. It's a really bad one.
It's just bad. I just can't...
I've been off all
I've
week.
Been on... Imagine if you could catch it off other travellers.
Wow.
It's probably a strange world, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be doing more of your excuses. I've got loads of stuff coming. Do you know what? I'm not going to bang on about it now. I don't want to really ruin it. But I've got bad news for wine drinkers, but great news for graveyards. Next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Smart bookers, don't gamble on last minute prices. For 12 days only, On the Beach have launched free price drop protection. If the price of your summer holes drops after you've booked, you can claim credit for the difference back. Oh yes, you heard right. There's nothing to lose. Get booked now with free price drop protection only at onthebeach.co.uk.
Terms and exclusions apply. Book by 3rd of Feb for holidays 1st of May to 31st October. Claim up to 60 days before departure. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get up to £300 towards your leaving fee.
£300?
Really? Yes, really. You'll get our fastest full fiber ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online.
That's right. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE.
Get up to £300 towards any early termination charges from your current provider credited to your EE account. New customers, 50% UK availability terms apply.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
You know, Kayak isn't just another flight comparison app. When you download the Kayak app, you download flight enlightenment. With Kayak, you see things others can't, like the latest great deals from both airlines and booking sites. You can filter your searches and set up price alerts so you... Not now.
Oh, sorry.
So you're notified when there's a price drop on the flights you want. See more, do more, save more with Kayak. You can do the gong now. Download the Kayak app today and go see for yourself.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Too much information. Well, I said you got far off it. Come out to the back. I said, Johnny, let's go for something. Guess I better sell you now. Guess I better be your last. Singing for your questions, but you stole it all my answers. Too much entertainment, drew my nights out on the corner. Tell me that you see the ghost. I'll tell you what to fear the most. Ah! I said it's happening again. We're all wasting away. We're all wasting. We'll be right back.
This is the 4 till 7 thing. You are rolling with Radio X. Do you know what's really saddened me in the news today, guys?
What?
And it's really depressing.
Yeah.
They're saying, yeah, that Iceland now is offering up places in their shops as an alternative to work there, as an alternative to jail.
Really?
Wow. Is that real?
Well, that's what I thought, you know.
How do the other employees feel about that?
Well, exactly right.
I mean, it's a bit...
Do they ever think about that?
Oh, cheers. Yeah, right. Well, it's a punishment now, is it?
Right.
Wow.
I mean, so depressing if you're, you know, literally, you get a job at Iceland, you're thinking, yay!
Yeah, working.
And they're going, now, people, he was given the choice of prison or working at Iceland.
Yeah, that's not
good. No, listen, I'm all in favour of the care and rehabilitation of offenders.
Definitely.
You know that.
Yeah.
What an example of that I am.
Sure.
What an heroic example I am.
And work is the key. It's a big deal for...
The key is never releasing anyone from jail with less than they had them when they went in. But it's the Barraclough versus Mackay, isn't it?
Okay, explain.
You're talking about porridge.
I'm talking about porridge.
Yeah.
Mr. Barraclough and Mr. Mackay.
Yeah.
Mr. Mackay believes they are all absolute scoundrels. It's his job to punish them. Mm. Mr. Barraclough believes it's his job to understand and try and make them better people and send them
into being better.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And weirdly, porridge provides us with this extraordinary view of the two ways of treating
people. Yeah.
And it's so hard, and it's case by case, and it's there's the general, and you know what? The general rule is there is no general rule.
Yeah.
But you have to say, you think how you feel at Iceland.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, it's one thing, someone's finished their sentence going, oh, then, but offer it as an alternative. It's like if you're in the army, you know, and you're heroic, and you've done this, and you've chosen a career in the army.
Yeah.
And they say the judge, he will give them the choice, you join the army or you go to jail for life.
Right.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
You go to Afghanistan or it's hard labour.
It's just like being in the army, you're just thinking, slightly fitter criminal.
Oh, right. Cheers. Yeah, right. Actually, the only difference is you're allowed to use guns.
Yeah.
Right.
That's mad.
Yeah.
It's really
absolutely
mad.
Absolutely insane. I mean, I get it, and it's very nice.
Yes.
And it hopefully will empty. Oh, great, it'll empty the prisons. But here's the deal.
Mm.
How about prisons, which you've got farms?
Mm.
Yeah.
Which you've got, you know, they've got tailor shops.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Car body repair shops.
Yep.
Laundries.
I'm saying, you know, maybe start a franchise here.
Right.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you can choose that.
And they could compete with the other prisons.
Yeah,
the standards would be rising.
Just wherever there's a prison, this is just a good hypermarket.
Yeah. I like it. Like Bicester Village.
Everything in nice
blue
and white
striped
bag.
Kind of like Bicester Village.
Like Bicester Village, except you can buy overalls.
Parkhurst Village.
Overalls. Yeah, Parkhurst Factory Village. Actually, you wouldn't want that, not the sort of lads who are there at the moment.
Yeah,
right, this is the Emptiness Machine. It's Linkin Park. It's right on Radio X. Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open. Just to watch me bleed. The emptiness machine. I keep on lying too. Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine on Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a brand new podcast. It's out right now. It's on Global Player, the official app for Radio X. If you've got a Global Player, funnily enough, Radio X doesn't jump straight at you.
It's like we're... You can pop it in your top eight. Like the old MySpace days. You can select your favourite eight.
In terms of brand, if you imagine Global was like Ralph Lauren, I guess we're like the double RL brand.
Sure.
Very credible.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But they've only got a couple of shops.
Sure.
And certainly doesn't spring out at you on any Ralph Lauren website. Yeah, you're going Ralph Lauren Sport, Ralph Lauren Wind Rover, lots of other stuff before.
I'm just saying
we're quite a small diffusion line, but nonetheless.
But that's why we're cool.
We're really, yes. I'd say we're the only cool one.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I say that
absolutely.
In the safeties of being in here rather than out there, as they say in jail, on the landings.
Ah.
But ladies and gentlemen, please go and get our podcast. Increasingly, our bosses look at the take-up interactions. How many of you are listening? Well, how many of you are downloading? They don't care so much about listening, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Download it, ignore it. News is next. News is next. News next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Why would you move away from Octopus Energy? Why? Why would you do that? Drop their stupid energy companies and go to Octopus. You can't fail.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. And now, which recommended 8 years running.
Yay!
Poulton's Park. Voted best theme park for families at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park!
Craig's never shown an interest in beekeeping before, but that's the sound of him buying 2,000 worker bees rather than doing his self-assessment. Craig, you live in a sixth-floor flat. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Craig. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
Enter now at winplus.co.uk for your chance to win a massive £10,000. But hold on a minute, it gets even better. You'll also win £1,000 towards a holiday getaway and £1,000 to spend on tech. What are you waiting for? WinPlus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
You've arrived. Your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy.